Welcome everybody to the Roundtable, episode number 10. Been a while since we've checked in with you guys. I've been on vacation. We had Christmas, New Year's, but we're back and excited to be back with you. What's your stage name again?
I don't think I have one.
Oh, I thought you had something.
It was like Superstar something.
Oh, yes. The Superstar, yes. Jenny Walker.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And
good to be back with you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so how was your Christmas, New Year's? Do anything exciting?
Well, I went to Kalahari for a couple days. That was super fun. And then I did New Year's down at my sister's, and she lives in Indy. Okay. At the best part, my most exciting, was getting my new car.
A car that drives itself.
Yes. No, it literally does.
Right.
No, for real.
Yeah. So you can take your hands off of it.
Yes.
It's a Tesla. She got a Tesla.
Right. A Toyota version.
This is how it pays being a podcast host.
No, but right? This is a really big deal for me.
No. Well, like, so that you can. This is why it's a really big deal. Why is it a really big deal, Jenny?
Because I have. This is like becoming an adult, like an actual adult.
No, here's what I thought you were going to say. So just in case any police officers are listening.
Oh, so they don't know my car anymore?
Huh?
What?
No, yeah, because you drive it, because you have a self-driving car now. What were you doing while you were self-driving? Why it was self-driving?
Oh, I forgot about that. I was Snapchatting. I had to prove that it was really up and running by itself. Nobody believed me.
No, I know, but that's the point. Right?
Oh.
The part you love about the self-driving car is now you can Snapchat.
Yes.
Be on your phone while you're driving.
Yes.
So it reminds you to put your hands on the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, anybody could drive this car, because you could be a terrible driver and it'll just drive itself. And it like slows down when I get close to people. It's super cool.
So you don't really have to pay attention at all.
Why am I even in the driver's seat? Grayson, I'm going to put him in there.
What about any gifts? Did you get any gifts that you loved?
See, that's funny. I got the waffle maker, which I still have not used yet.
So you really love waffles, don't
you? I really do, but I'm really lazy.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
I'm watching Isaac by the camera thinking, should we start over, Isaac,
I know.
Or are we good?
And I don't know where my camera is. Probably because I'm not wearing my glasses, but I thought it was always over here.
You don't get that camera. It's dead this week.
That's rude.
It's dead this week.
I don't like this side.
So, but any other gifts other than the waffle maker?
No, not that I can think of.
Brand new car.
Well, that was a gift. I gifted myself that.
Okay.
With the help of my dad, he did co-sign.
So before we left,
we got
some gifts from people, Roundtable fans.
Yes,
right?
We did. Yep.
The backdrop we got.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, awesome.
Beautiful. And these shirts. He was supposed to wear today.
I forgot.
How could you?
I'm not going to forget next time.
I remembered at 11:30 p.m. And I did laundry at 11:30. And don't even get me started on I should have been to sleep earlier.
Right.
But you're lucky that I'm not lucky because you didn't wear yours. But I change and sometimes will wear what I'm going to wear the next day. I'll wear it to bed.
You will? What?
If it's a t-shirt.
That is not true.
I swear.
Why?
It makes life easier.
So you just get up.
Yes.
No. You sleep in your clothes.
You guys have it so easy.
What does that
all
mean?
All you have to do is get ready.
Right. What's that?
Well,
there is no
like,
okay.
No, there's somebody else out there that does that. Yes.
Listen, if there are people out there that sleep in their clothes, please let us know.
Not like my jeans.
But your shirt.
Yes, of course.
And then it's not wrinkled or any of those things. And
not really.
Okay. Did you know what one of the other gifts we got?
What?
Right
oh,
here.
Yeah. We got them.
The clappy hands.
Yep.
Jim and Linda Gould, who are faithful listeners of the podcast, because our producer has yet to get us the little button to make applause.
Camera.
To make applause about,
I know.
You know.
This is better. This is so much better.
Well, that way we don't have to wait on the producer.
Yeah.
Right?
No, ain't nobody got time for that at all.
So now we get to clap at our own stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Hey, so Taylor has a gift for us, too.
What?
So he has, I think it's this hot sauce that's super, super hot.
How's that a gift?
Because I asked for it.
Why?
Because remember, dares?
Oh, so you're going to do super hot things.
Well, anything. Any dare.
Did we get any dares? Did anybody look on YouTube?
I can't be too sure of that.
Yeah, so we'll have to ask.
Yeah.
Did we get any dares? Jenny said, put anything out there, she's willing to do it. One of them is eating Taylor's hot sauce.
Yes,
okay,
definitely.
So maybe we'll do that next week. But if we do it, then you might not be able to be in the podcast the rest of the time.
Oh, I'm a champ.
Huh?
I will do it. I will for sure be able to.
Okay, just as long as we have a glass of milk for you.
No, I can't have anything. That's the whole point of it.
During nothing. The whole podcast.
During yes, that's the fun part about it.
Okay.
The whole entire podcast, I won't have anything.
Okay. So before we get to, we got a lot of content to cover today. Before we get there, we had Jenny's joke hour, right?
Sure.
So her opportunity. So we'll decide whether or not. See, this is the other thing. If anybody's bringing us something, we do need something to have booze too.
Because so you're going to judge that?
Yeah.
That's rude.
No, I'm serious. Sometimes we'll be like, hey,
yeah,
that's funny. And sometimes it's going to be like, boo.
They're always funny.
Huh?
I think they're funny.
Well, okay.
I'll always be clapping.
Okay, give us a joke.
Okay, so in just because it's New Year, January, that's where we're going with. All right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah, any new jokes? I just... Okay, you're right. That does. That needs a boo. Okay, next one. I'm going to make up for this right now.
Okay.
What can you catch with your eyes closed in January?
What can you catch?
Yeah, what can you catch?
I don't know.
A cold.
Nobody's...
Well, I had another one I didn't write down because
Nobody laughs.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week.
It's okay.
Because we'll be back on our streak again.
I'm a little rusty.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You get back in. So let's talk about some things that have happened. So we had our Christmas Eve service here at Life Church. Really great service. Lots of people attended. So really enjoyed that. Then we take a week off.
Mm-hmm.
So give every one of our volunteers an opportunity to have some time off. Then we went left for Florida. So we've been in Florida.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so it was great weather, great opportunity to be down there. A couple stories, though.
Did I tell you about stories?
Yeah, the red tide story. Remember
No, this? You said something about the red tide. Like, I should know what you're talking about.
I learned something while I was down in Florida.
Okay.
So there's this thing called the red tide.
Okay.
And everybody says there's a, like, what makes it happen. But anyway, it's an algae bloom in the ocean. And we noticed it when we rented jet skis on the day. So they're backing the jet skis down and another boat was there and it revved its engine up and stirred the water and I couldn't breathe. Like you started coughing and it got in your lungs and you couldn't stop coughing. And
from the water?
Yeah, the water has like something in it that does this. So then we get out of there and you could still like in your lungs. In fact, the whole next day I was coughing.
Is it toxic?
Huh?
Are you sure you didn't have COVID? That sounds a lot like
COVID.
No,
listen, it's a true thing.
It might
so
be different
in Florida. And I'm like, what is this? Like, it's a red tide. So this is what happens.
Like tithing? So like church tithing? Or like
tide.
Like a tide, like a wave tide. Okay, that makes
more
sense.
Yeah, so like, and then you go out there and there's fish dead everywhere. So like you drive around and there's fish. Like you go out in these bays in Marco Island and there's just dead fish everywhere. So then the next day we decide we're going to go fishing.
And where all the dead fish are?
Yeah.
For real? That wasn't a joke? I was trying to be funny.
No, right. We go out. I mean, there's some dead fish, but yeah, you go in some places where there's not dead fish. We decide to fish. So I'm like, one of the things at Marco in Naples is like, if you catch fish, you can take the fish into a restaurant and they'll cook it for you. You know, so you just take a bag of fish in, they'll make the fish any way you want, fresh fish dinner. And anyway, so I wanted that. So we went out fishing, caught tons of fish, and we kept some of them, some trout and, I don't remember what all of them were. But anyway, kept them. I said, is it okay to eat them? Because my wife read somewhere where they could cause a problem if you eat fish that have been in the red tide. And the guide's like, oh, it's not a problem. Shouldn't be an issue at all.
Did you get sick?
So anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So we take this fish.
Yes.
Take it into the place. They cook it all up. Cher doesn't like fish. So I'm eating all this fish.
You were so low.
So I got it done. You know, we went back to the Don's house. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, my ears are ringing. Like
ringing,
like loud. Like, I don't know, something feels weird.
Were you about
then all
to
of a sudden,
up?
I'm like,
tunnel vision.
Wow, am I getting a headache? Okay. Then all of a sudden, my head went numb.
That's COVID.
And I know it's
yes, it is. Speak
it's
from.
Not COVID.
I'm telling you.
Listen, so Sherry gets
fishy
on there.
COVID.
And here's the deal. Yeah, like,
sounds
you
so
eat
fishy.
The fish from the red tide, it causes neurological problems.
You could have been gone forever mentally.
So
talk about a mindset.
I'm like, I have this rag covering my, I took this wet rag and tied it over my head and I'm sitting there over my eyes. I mean, seriously thought I was dying, but
oh,
I was good the
my
next day.
Gosh.
But this is all from the red tide. So I learned from people that have been down there in the past. They're like, oh yeah, you never eat fish out of the red tide.
Well, now you know.
Now you know.
Oh, my gosh.
If you are going down somewhere where there's a red tide,
don't
do that. But, again, we were away. The good thing about being away is it always gives you an opportunity to reflect.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So that's one of the things. So did you have an opportunity to look at 20, 2020 and say, yes, like, here's what 2020 was. I want to be different in 2021. Tell me a little bit about that for you.
Okay. Well, but I need to go back to the fish situation.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I feel like your first inkling, or you should just, I just feel like you should automatically know that, like, if there are dead fish floating, you should not fish there. Like, wasn't, I feel like I would even be like, this might be like a warning.
Well, so what the idea is that the red tide supposedly just takes oxygen out of the water. Okay, so that's what causes the fish to die.
Okay, good to know.
So I'm like, I mean, it can't, like, get in the fish or anything, right? It shouldn't be a problem.
I don't know. I just, if anything, if I saw that, I would think you should probably not fish here.
Well, here's what's funny about it is, too, is, like, you go to the beach.
Uh-huh.
So we'd get some ice cream. We went and sat along the edge of the beach. And the wind started blowing. You start coughing your brains out.
Why, though, if it's just the oxygen?
Huh?
Why?
It's something. It's the red tide. Look it up when you're done.
I know. I need to write it somewhere so I won't forget.
Don't write it on your hand.
Why?
Because it'll go away.
I know, but I will hopefully do it today. So I'm trying to be more intentional talking about next year.
Okay.
To do things immediately. Okay. So I've been writing
so
things.
So that's a New Year's resolution for you is?
So I've always been a goal setter, but I've always had a hard time following through with them.
Okay.
Because I get distracted by another goal or something.
Okay.
Or I think of something more fun, or I don't know. It just happens. So this, I'm really trying to do things that are on my to-do list and to do them like when I say I'm going to do them. So basically to keep my word to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a plan on how you're going to do that?
I have not created that yet.
Okay.
But the most important part is that I have brainstormed this.
Okay.
And I know, like, I was going to do that today, actually, no lie. Like, I was going to text somebody to help me with SMART goals, which SMART goals, I don't know what it stands for, but it's like they're just more detailed goals, meaning I will for sure get it done.
Okay,
I did have SMART goals last year,
though. Let's talk about goal setting. So people going into 2021,
yep.
There's some important things about setting goals, right?
Yeah. One of mine is...
What are the important things about setting goals?
I think it's to keep you on track.
Okay.
To keep you on track to what you want to do. One of my goals is to put lotion on every day. Seriously. I've gotten really lax with it in 2020.
I don't think that's really a goal.
It's for me. Huh? Your goals can be flexible. They can be whatever you want them to be.
Okay.
Mine is to put lotion on every time.
Okay, well, that's never going to happen if you sleep in your clothes.
I do, though. I take a shower before that. I'm a night shower. Are you a morning shower or a night shower? That's a really weird word to say, shower.
No, I would, in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
Because don't you, like, I don't know. I just feel like you're washing away the day. At the end of the day, yeah.
Okay.
And then
Get either way, so there's some important things about setting goals to keep you on track.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So an important part about a goal is to say, if I want to be somewhere in life, I have to be able to say, like, this is where I want to be, right? The other part, important part about a goal is it has to have a time that it ends, right? So do you have a time that it ends? Or for you, the lotion one is just all year?
Well, that's hopefully just going to continue for the rest of my life. That's a lifely goal.
Yeah, that seems like a discipline and not really a goal, but
it's
that's
a goal for me. I get lazy.
Might just be like that's a discipline that might be separate than a goal.
Do we have to talk about the differences between those? I will say a real goal.
Only if you're going to be a goal setter.
I am.
Only
though.
If you're going to accomplish things.
That is a goal of mine.
It's to be disciplined. The goal could be this. I want to be more disciplined over the next 3 months.
Okay.
A strategy of getting that done would be I'm going
to
put lotion on every day.
Yeah.
That's a part of my discipline.
That's such a great goal.
Yeah.
To be more disciplined. Okay, but a real goal that I have is...
Disciplined isn't one of them.
No.
Okay.
It's put lotion on.
Okay.
I don't like the word discipline.
Okay. Right.
I feel like
so what's
we
another goal? Another
this.
Goal.
Another goal is to be more financially stable.
Okay.
But to be more financially stable... So I started a savings account in a completely different bank account.
Okay.
So where I have no access to it.
Okay.
And I have funds going in there from a separate job, so I will never look at that or touch it because by the end of March, I will have my own place.
Okay. So your goal
is to
have your own place by the end of March.
And to have
a strategy of getting that done is
the savings.
You're going to have a savings account and you're going to be able to get it done.
You're doing SMART goals and you just didn't even know.
Well, one of the things I help people do is create goals and strategies to be able to get it done. It's part of my life coaching that I do with people. So I sit down with them and say, hey, what do you want to accomplish?
Uh-huh.
Right. And what do you want to get done?
Okay.
And so then I help them define what is a goal, what is a strategy. And then once you have a strategy, there has to be then an action step that goes with the strategy. Right. So you have to be able to say, okay, you know, my goal is to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move out, buy, and have my own house.
Yes.
So that means that these are the steps, strategies I'm going to do it. Then somewhere in your week,
okay.
your time has to reflect your strategy, right?
So
it's like, as an example, there has to be something inside of your week where you physically or take money and put it over it. So if part of it is to save money, it's like this job, this money, this week, this money is going to go over here because
I
want
to
save
it. I have to be
doing that? No, I'm just saying that has to happen, right? Like somewhere in your week if you want to get something done.
Yes.
to you want to be more disciplined. So your strategy is to put lotion on every day.
Yes.
Then your action step is at 8 o'clock every morning, I'm going to lotion my body.
8 p.m.
Whatever the time is. But you see, my point is that it's got to end up in your plan.
Yes.
It's got to end up in your time. Right.
Well, see, I can't set time frames on it.
Why?
Like 8 a.m., 8 p.m. I don't know what I'm doing in the day.
Huh?
Because I get so distracted by life that I can't tell you. I will do it that day. I just don't know when.
Okay. So you want to give me, I'll give you some 2021 advice. Do you want any?
I would love some.
Here's what I, listen, every single person has how many hours a week?
Yeah, I really wish you would know.
168.
That. Wow, 168.
168 hours a week.
Okay.
Do you know how much discretionary time people have? So discretionary time is defined by something that's not work.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work. Everybody works X amount of hours.
Yeah.
Then everybody has to sleep X amount of hours.
Right.
And everybody has to eat X amount of hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know how much discretionary time a person has after we do all of those things in a week?
Are you talking like weekly?
Out of 168 hours, how much is discretionary time? Meaning you can do whatever you want with it.
I'd say 12.
60.
Oh, wow.
67 hours a day.
Wow, that's
a lot. Of discretionary time. If you don't have a plan of what to do with your discretionary time, then you will essentially wander through life and not accomplish your goals.
That's good.
You got to figure it out. Like,
that's so good.
Because we can always say, well, we don't have time. We don't. Listen, everybody has discretionary time. So everybody's got to figure out. So in 2021, if you want to make a difference, you got to stop talking about it.
And do it.
And take your time that God has given you and be a steward of it. Like, you got to come up with, like, a plan.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your 60 hours of discretionary time? What are you going to do with your 50 hours of discretionary time?
Yeah.
If it's just, oh, I don't really know, like, we ever accomplish anything? Because remember, here's another one of your goals, right?
Yeah.
This started when we first started the podcast. Do you remember what it was?
No.
You want to be a motivational speaker?
Oh, yes. That's a goal for, like,
life. One of your strategies of being a motivational speaker is to build an audience. Okay. That's one of your strategies,
right?
You're building an audience through the podcast.
Right.
You're following through.
Yes.
So part of your discretionary time, what you're doing now, is being a part of this, because you're building towards something. Then you have to measure it. So that's the other thing about goals. If you don't measure them, do they even matter?
Because
you got to get to a point where, is it working? Like, is what I'm doing working? And if it's not working, what do I need to do different to be able to make it work?
That's where the M stands for in SMART goals.
It does?
Measurable, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I'll have to look up the SMART goals thing. I've never heard of it before.
Everything you just said sounds like that.
Okay.
But yes, I understand that, because that's something that's different from 2020 to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of my goals are still the same, but they're different because I'm different and I've actually set, like, standards and timelines and stuff like that. So for the month of January, I put out exactly, like, now I know how much I'm actually just free spending within a month and how much I've given myself a blank amount of money within the week, like cash.
Yeah. You said you actually did a budget.
Yes, but it hasn't worked so far. I did pay my car payment yesterday, though.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah, so you know what the greatest thing is there's only two things that are black and white. Time and money. You only have so much time.
Yeah.
And your money that you get, it's all black and white. It's all in, all out. You know, it's not like, I wonder where it all went.
I do wonder.
But here's the crazy thing. Like, everybody gets the same amount of time.
Right.
And everybody, again, gets a certain amount of money. How can you wonder what happened to it?
Somebody steals my card all the time, and they go shopping on different websites, Amazon. It's very rude.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the point. Like, it shouldn't ever happen that you be saying, I don't know what I did with all my time, and I don't know what I did with all my money. Right? Because you can control it.
You're right.
You're the one who controls your time. You're the one who controls your money. Another 2021 advice for all of our podcast listeners.
Great advice. We can't ever say,
if you ever find yourself saying, I don't know what I did with all my time. I don't know what I did with all my day. I don't know what I did with all my money. It might be something you want to change.
Yeah. Right, going into.
So
good. Or you need to get your memory checked if you don't remember what you did with your time.
Like, or if you have, well, but if you have it written down, you always know.
That's true. Right. Usually how I remember what I did that day is I remember what I wore.
So you don't have it in your phone? So like you can't go through your phone right now and say like, this is what
I have a planner.
Yesterday looked like.
Okay, I have a
planner. So you go over your planner. Like this is what I did in the day.
Yes, but throughout the day. So those are like my work stuff.
So you don't do anything with your discretionary time?
I mean, I go to the gym. I watch my 600-pound life.
You don't decide that beforehand. You don't decide.
I let the day tell me.
Oh, so you don't make a decision in the beginning of the week, like, this is what I'm going to do with my time.
No. If it's, I'll go to the gym, and then whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
So, yes, I know what I did the day before because I don't plan it by looking at my outfit. If I remember what I wore, it's so weird. I'll remember what I did that day.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's a really cool, like...
I don't know if that's cool.
That's a skill.
It might be cool to you, but...
I think it's so cool.
I don't
cool.
think that's something people can replicate.
Oh, I would tell the world. Everybody wouldn't be able to do that, but I would tell the world, and they think it's funny.
Okay, so let's talk about...
What are your goals?
Huh?
What are your goals?
Well, so one of my goals is to establish my life coaching network. So I'm actually going to start a business.
You can use me for your first candidate.
Yeah, so, but you have to pay.
Client. That's fine.
Okay. So
I'll put it in my budget.
Yeah, so that's I'm actually going to start a certified life coaching network, and I'm going to do it for people who wouldn't normally have access to it, to coaching networks. So one of my goals is to be able to start that and then be able to set up what I would consider on-ramps to be able to get people into life coaching because normally people don't do it.
Yeah.
Right? So if you got somebody like Isaac who's a young guy, right? And,
yeah.
And he wouldn't normally get into something like life coaching because he hasn't been around it or he hasn't really – most people get into life coaching because they want to accomplish more in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They want to do more. And a lot of times for young people, they're not really sure what they want to do.
Yeah.
So I want to start these adventure ministries that are going to be on-ramps for people to – build relationships with people, and then also take time when you're away hunting or when you're away, you know, going to Colorado to hike or when you're away doing these certain things.
Yeah.
So you start thinking deeper, right? Like, what do I want to do with my life and where do I want to go? And then in those conversations, I'll be like, hey, I can help you, you know, get this done. Here's an opportunity. So I can create circles of influence with people. And then through these ministries or these opportunities, and you're sitting around a campfire in Colorado, and hey, let's talk deeper about life. Well, if you want to go deeper, Jenny, I have an opportunity for you. Here's an opportunity. Get into this life coaching network, and you know, I want to teach you some of these things.
Are you hiring?
Do part of that. Do you want to be a life coach?
Yes. Well, can I go to Colorado and be on hikes?
Yeah, no,
and
that's
have
the
deep
point.
Conversations. That's everything I want to do. In
no,
life.
That's my point. So my point is that to get people to the place where they want a life coach, they have to recognize they need one. So that's part of the getting away, like thinking about life, like where do I want to be and how do I want to get there? And so that's part of it.
Has this always been a dream or did you realize this when you went away this?
No, I mean, I've been trying to figure it out for the past couple of years,
you
know, of how to get this done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of my goal is to grow this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I want our podcast to be able to grow and have
That'd
more
be cool.
influence and have our opportunities. So, again, you know, podcast listeners, share about us, you know, give us advice. Yeah, help us.
Can we
help
overuse these? Is that a thing?
So hopefully that's one of my goals
to
be able to want to do that. Another one of my goals is that Sherry and I are going to go back to Glacier National Park, and so we're going to go on a true backpacking trip.
What?
You know, so she's trying to walk the 100 miles in a thing,
yes.
getting prepared for
it.
And so I'm trying to get physically prepared for it after I weighed myself on
Not
vacation.
Mentally.
Oh, no, I can do anything mentally.
Okay.
No, my
run,
fat butt.
Run?
I'm not running. I'm hiking.
I know, but we're talking about running right now.
No, I'm not running.
Okay, but could you do that mentally?
Yeah, if I needed to.
You think that you could do a half marathon?
What's a half marathon?
What do you mean? 13.1? You want to do the Indy?
I want to do a Spartan race with
Isaac. Oh, are you going to do that?
One of my goals is to be able to do that with Isaac.
Okay.
Because Isaac's good at it. He's into it.
Yes.
He's been pushing me to get in shape, and I'm fat. I'm as fat as I've ever
been. Don't talk to yourself like that.
No, it's not talk. It's true. I mean, I seriously got on the scale. Well, first, I took my shirt off.
Oh, that's good.
In Florida.
That's less weight.
Whoa.
Oh, that's what you saw. Oh.
Like, holy yes. Whale.
What? Did you not look at yourself before that?
I hadn't paid that much attention.
It's winter.
And I'm like, holy whale blubber.
Oh, that really? That bad?
Oh, it's like,
were you uncomfortable?
Well, I mean, it's just disgusting. This
to
is
you?
Disgusting. To me, for sure. I don't know what it is to everybody else.
We can't worry about everybody else.
But it's disgusting that I have let my body go. Isaac's been pushing me. I'm getting it done. And so he does. He's done like the Spartan race stuff before.
Yeah, we talked about it.
No, I know. And I'm like, that'd be so cool, like, if you're ready for that. So that's one of the things I want to do that.
You can do it.
You know, and get ready for that. So I'm back in. So I was in this morning working out.
I was wondering yesterday when you got a Spartacus.
Yeah, so got in, working out, trying to get down. So that's one of my goals. Another one of my goals is to be more intentional this year than I've been in the past. So, I mean, I'm not saying these goals of, like, how I actually have them written down, but I sometimes don't do a great job of, like, with certain people.
Texting back.
Yeah, probably. Or actually calling them, you know, and checking in, how you doing.
Oh, that's a good goal.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to pick specific people in a month that I'm going to intentionally check in with, meet with.
Like,
and, you know, so each month it'll be a certain amount of people that I want to get that done. And so it'll be, if it's this many, then I'm going to call them, set up a meeting with them. And it's just sheerly to say, I want you to know that I care.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and so that's another one. So I got a lot of them, you know, to
that
get
is a
done.
Lot.
So
how many people do you think in a month you're going to do that with?
Four.
Okay.
One
that's doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One a week.
Even too hard.
Do what?
Even like two people is hard.
Yeah. No, right.
So I am terrible about that.
Yeah.
Calling people.
Yeah, no. So that's like, hey, check in, let you know I care. So that's another one of them. But again, the point being is that if we want to get anything done, the other part of it is it has to be reflected in how we spend our time. Like, you can't just hope to get these things done. So you actually have to have them in your schedule. Mm-hmm. You have to actually have them planned. You have to think about how you're going to get them done and then accomplish it. So I'm excited about 2021 coming up. Excited about where we are as a church.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the idea of what God's given us opportunities to grow and to, you know, move forward with. Mm-hmm. And exciting. We have a new series coming up called Mastermind.
Yep.
So that's
that's
going to be our new series coming up. Jenny and I talked about this a little bit. So one of the things we're going to be focused on is like, if you can't master your mind, can you really accomplish the things that God's called you to accomplish? And what do you think of that, Jenny? Is it important to be able to master the mind, master your thoughts, master those types of things?
Definitely. I mean, that's what, man, I would start to say this and forget his name. What he says in the Bible.
Who's he?
Exactly my point to why I would, like, why don't I think before I speak?
No, that's
okay. But when he says to, like, control your thoughts or, you know, because
capture your thoughts.
Capture your thoughts.
Capture your thoughts and put them against truth.
Because if you don't, then you're going to be just one thing will lead into another and you'll be.
Do you ever have that problem?
Yes.
Because a lot of times people would say women struggle with their mind.
Yes.
Right? Like the things that go through their mind.
Yeah, we're overthinkers.
Or believing lies.
Oh, yes. Like your worthiness and stuff like that.
Yeah, just all that type
of
stuff.
I mean, society tells you enough about who you are. So it's really hard living as a woman because magazines or celebrities and just you want what this person has or you want to look like this person. So, yes.
Right. Definitely. So again, we're going to spend, you know, 4 or 5 weeks together saying, if we really want to accomplish the things that God's called us to accomplish, then we're going to have to figure out how to be focused in our mind, right? Because it first starts in our mind and then goes to our heart.
Yeah.
Right? So your thoughts lead to a transformation of your heart, right? And allow us to get to that place. We're excited about, you know, where that is and where we're going and the opportunities that God's going to be giving us for the future. So do you have any words of wisdom for our podcast listeners going into 2021, because we're going to sign off here in a second.
Oh, so, is it time?
We're pretty close on
time. Okay, I can't read the board. But actually, what's funny is I just posted a meme the other day on Facebook, which I've been kind of staying off of Facebook just for sanity reasons. Well, really, I just don't find any need for it.
Yeah, you know what? I deleted every bit of my social
media. Did you? Every bit?
Every bit of it. You know why?
Why?
So, you know, after the Capitol Hill storming thing?
Yes.
I'm like, if I have to listen to one more person's opinion, I will lose my religion. So I deleted every one of them.
Wow. See, and you're protecting your mind right
there.
Well,
and again, I mean, the crazy thing is that seriously, what was I actually gaining? I mean, what was social media actually? Because I'm not a poster.
Yeah.
So I don't post anything, you know.
You're a ghoster.
Yeah. I'm a what?
I just made that up.
No, ghoster. I mean, I go through and scroll. And yes. I just scroll through there.
Right, you're
ghosting. And I'm like, seriously, this is... I'm not going to get caught. I'm sick of listening to people argue about it.
Yeah.
Sick of everybody using the platform on like somehow their opinion's going to change.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's mind or make people feel bad. And, you know, I've said that before. Keep saying it. You know, the more times you post about people not wearing a mask or wearing a mask, like somehow it's going to change my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I deleted all of it.
That's safe for you.
So if you're trying to get a hold of me on Facebook, sorry.
Right.
I don't know if anybody is. I doubt that that ever happens.
It probably happens more than you think. Because I don't ever get on Messenger. And I just got on yesterday for the first time in 2 weeks. Yeah. And I was like leaving a lot of people hanging.
Uh-oh. Okay, so words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. I think, so this meme was exactly kind of like what you were talking about with like the mindset thing. It was no matter how much your mind tells you, okay, now I'm not going to remember it word for word. But
you don't have to remember it word for word.
I know, but I'm messing it up completely.
No, just get the gist of it. What's the gist?
It's like you are loved, you are valued, you are important, no matter how much your mind tells you that you are not.
Yeah.
Or how loud the voice is in your mind that tells you you're not. I know.
That's a
so
good one.
So beautiful. If yeah. No, it was better if I would read it verbatim.
Well, but the concept is the same.
Yes, because it's
so
true.
So your message,
Do
you think we have any young women listening?
Hopefully.
Huh?
Hopefully.
Okay, so do your message to some young women that are struggling with those things would be?
To not listen to that voice and just know and stand on God's word, what he says about you. Because for me, that was one of the biggest battles within myself, and I still deal with it. But every time that thought comes, I have to capture it and say that that's lies and to not listen to it. And then usually I'll just forget.
And go back to what you said in the beginning, which was put it next to truth.
Right.
Right. I mean, you got to put it next to something. You can't just capture it. You have to capture it and put it next to truth.
Like,
if you put it next to truth, then, things are going to be, the way that they should be.
Yeah.
So any other words of wisdom?
New year, new you. You guys got this. Set your smart goals. I definitely think everybody should be putting lotion on every day. That's the best. You can't top that goal. That's the best goal ever.
Yeah,
he says
maybe.
It's discipline. I disagree.
All right. So here's my words of wisdom. First, I would say we need to take an opportunity and seek the heart of God.
Yes.
You know, I think too many times New Year's resolutions are all, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, We look at ourselves and we say, you know, like, these are some things that need to change. Like, when I'm like, okay, I got to get rid of the whale blubber.
Right. Well,
you know?
You would even ask me what my faith goals were, and that's when I was like, gosh, dang it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think there are always these things that we look at from a selfish standpoint to say, I want to look better, I want to feel better, I want to eat better, I want to, you know what I mean? I want to do some of these things, but I think it's important for us, especially now. I just think we're at a time and a place in our world, in our country, where I think we really need to seek the heart of God.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we need to truly ask him, what do you have for us this year? So if I could give any wisdom to our podcast listeners, it would be take an opportunity every day to create moments that God can speak to you. Because I think that's missing.
Yeah.
In the busy, even in trying to accomplish New Year's resolutions, right? It's like, wow, I'm going to be on task. I'm going to get all these things done. And I'm like, well, what about like the time where you're silent?
Yeah.
You know, when are going to be the times in your day that you're going to be silent?
Yeah.
And you're going to listen to what he has to say? Because, again, we have to. If we're going to make a difference in this world, we're going to have to listen to him.
Yeah.
You know, and the only way to hear it in a noisy world is to create environments. So if that means shutting off your phone, if that means getting rid of your social media, if that means just taking moments in your morning, I don't know. I think it's going to be different for every person.
Yeah.
But you got to create those environments to listen to the Lord. And this would be my other words of wisdom. Don't just listen, but put it into action.
Yeah.
Take a risk this year.
Yeah.
If you're somebody out there that's like, you know, I've been thinking about this and I feel like God's leading. I think, listen, don't let another day go by. I mean, you know, we don't know what 2021 is going to bring, right?
Hopefully no one
would
better
have,
things.
Well, nobody would have thought 2020
no,
at the beginning
about
of that
it
would
this
have
time last year.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody would have thought like this is what it was going to look like.
No.
Nobody would have thought they might be losing someone due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Nobody thought they might be losing their job because of. Nobody thought of any of those things.
Yeah.
So we don't know what 2021 brings, but we do know this, that God says he wants what's best for Jenny, right? So, and he wants to lead you, and he says, I'll give you the steps that you need to be able to move into those places. The problem always is, what keeps us from taking the steps? What keeps us from taking the risk? Because remember, if you're afraid, it's part of the faith journey, right? You know, part of the reason he's asking you to do some of the things that he's asking you to do is because he wants to build your faith.
Right.
You know, and he wants to prepare you for what's to come. And so let's not just listen, but let's put action into place and see what God will do using each one of us moving forward in 2021.
That was actually in one of my devotionals.
Was it?
Was listening to his plans because it was in the beginning of this year, which I can't believe it's already the 13th.
No,
but it was on like, if you want to set godly goals. So maybe I did do a little bit of this.
Yeah,
okay.
No, yeah,
I wasn't like too far off. I just can't remember some things.
That's okay.
But it was saying if you want to set godly goals, then you have to be intentional and sit down and hear what his goals are and not just do what you think are his goals.
Right. Because we'll rush to setting our own goals.
Yes. Yeah.
And forget about letting him have.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's his life, right? We're living for him.
Yeah.
And so the things that we need to accomplish need to be accomplished through him.
Right.
And so hearing what he has for our lives. And he says, you'll do more than you could have ever asked for or imagined. So we from the roundtable are excited about 2021, excited about what God wants to do.
Super pumped.
Our producer's excited about our clappy hands that we have
them.
Now. That's why he has his hood up.
I know. He loves them so much. They look really cool on the camera, but I can't really see. But without glasses, they look super cool.
So we're excited about 2021. Keep tuning in. Each week we'll bring you new ideas coming from Scripture, helping you apply it to life. That's what the roundtable is all about. And also just stories about life. And we'll be bringing on new guests, you know, so we'll have a new guest list coming up in 2021. But we're excited about the year, excited about what God's going to do. And so thanks for being with us, and we'll see you guys again next week.
Bye.